Meanwhile, the end is nigh for coal-fired power generation in South Australia. Alinta Energy has announced that it's to shut its two Port Augusta power stations and the coal mine that supplies them by 2018. More than 400 jobs will go. The closures could come even sooner. The company says they're related to the rise of renewable energy in the state. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
440 workers in the Port Augusta region in South Australia's Upper Spencer Gulf are set to lose their jobs in the next couple of years. Alinta Energy announced today it will be looking to shut down its two power stations in the town and its coal mine at nearby Lee Creek by 2018. But the closure could happen as soon as next year. Port Augusta Mayor Sam Johnson says it's a blow for the community.
Look, it's obviously incredibly disappointing and disheartening what we've heard, and importantly for the staff and the families that have been affected. And look, obviously there's some initial concern, and something like this does take a hit, but we've got to, I guess, work through this.
Port Augusta local and former Alinta employee Scott McKay says Alinta is a major employer in the town.
Where they're going to work pretty hard, I don't know where they'll work. Probably a few sad people when it does close down. My father worked there, both my brothers worked there. You know, all my family worked there at one stage or another.
The operation was expected to close in 2030, at the end of the mine's life. But the CEO of Alinta, Jeff Dimery, says the operation has lost up to $100 million over the past 4.5 years. He says there's been a significant drop in consumer demand for electricity since the rise of the renewable energy sector.
There's been a rapid rollout and uptake of rooftop solar. And then you do have the large-scale renewable energy target that has been driving the development of wind farm, where more so than in South Australia, which is where our power stations happen to be.
While South Australia will no longer generate power from coal, it does still access it from Victoria. Russell Marsh from the Clean Energy Council says South Australia is leading the country in renewable uptake.
It's been remarkable over the last 7 or 8 years, and they're now getting more than 40% of their electricity from solar and wind, and that's showing that actually you can generate significant amounts of electricity without the need for fossil fuels.
Analysts say subsidies for the renewable sector have directly contributed to the closure. Mr. Marsh says there needs to be a focus on transitioning jobs.
A South Australian factory that was involved in the automotive sector is now being effectively retooled to supply components to the solar sector. That's another good indication of actually how you can transition away from, I guess, the more traditional industries.
That's something the Mayor, Sam Johnson, is also looking to.
There's already two projects that are quite well underway in detailed design, and the one's actually with the state government for planning approval in terms of a wind and solar plant. But there is also a proposal for a solar thermal plant to be built in Port Augusta, which has got its issues it needs to be worked through, and we are working through that at the moment. But we're talking about a $1 billion project with 1,000 jobs initially in the construction phase.
The state government has established a task force to help the community transition and has set aside $1 million in funding. The Premier, Jay Wetherill, says they will also approach the federal government for assistance.
We know, though, that this represents just, I suppose, a subset of the sort of change and transformation which is occurring in the South Australian economy. And we are going to have to continue to take bold and assertive steps to imagine a new future for not just this region, but for many other regions.
The loss of jobs is another blow for South Australia, which is already facing the collapse of the automotive industry. Figures out today show that despite a national drop in unemployment, South Australia's rate has risen. It now has the highest unemployment in the country at 7.6%. Associate Professor John Spear from the University of Adelaide's Australian Workplace Innovation and Social Research Centre says the figure could rise further.
Well, I have no doubt that there's a risk that unemployment could rise to double-digit figures over the next few years unless there's compensating investment put in place.
How much investment do we need to see from state and federal governments to help South Australia through this?
Well, I argued at the time of the auto closure that we needed in excess of $1 billion. So that just takes account of the shock of the auto closure in South Australia and Victoria. When you take account of the prevailing difficult economic conditions and the closure of other companies, it suggests to me that, you know, we really need to bring forward a raft of infrastructure projects, engineering projects, transport and communications projects to help us weather this storm over the next few years.
Associate Professor John Spurr, ending Natalie Whiting's report.